Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings, and the NFL is back. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for week one. You bet just $1, just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season, and you get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And we welcome into the Keystone Sports Studio our good friend Greg Pickle. Greg, how are you doing?
I'm glad to be back, Jim, and wow, it's hard to believe that another season is upon us, but after all the waiting, all the talking, all the guessing about what Penn State will look like this year, we're about to find out for real, on the field, exactly what James Franklin's team looks like in 2021. It's exciting, as we were talking before we started recording. It's definitely busy, but it's also an exciting time of year.
It always is once we get close to football season. Real quick, we got to take care of some business. Quarter number three, ask T. Frank. Our winner was Nick from Bloomsburg. We'll be getting in touch with you, Nick, about your KSN polo shirt. All right.
I'm pretty proud of you for remembering to do that, Jim. Nice work.
I've been pretty good with it lately, Greg. So, yes, you have reason to be proud. We have our good friend on, Greg Pickle. So that means whether he's on the show or just he and I talking, we are going to talk point spreads. It's just the nature of it. We will. And since we went out and got the spreads, you could go to our Twitter account. I posted it. The Penn State spreads for this season. Greg has had a chance to look at them. Who better to ask? Greg, when you see these for the season, something has got to pop up to you. Pop out and say, they're begging me to bet on that game. Which game does that you?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, I think the September 4 matchup, obviously the opener at Wisconsin, plus 4.5 there is really interesting to me. I thought we'd be down to a field goal by this point in time. It's not like we've heard a ton of great stuff out of Wisconsin camp. So that number really intrigues me that it's still there. I think if you're getting more than a field goal, you have to take Penn State. If you're under a field goal, I would have no issue taking Wisconsin in that setting. You know, the one that I've been kind of beating the drum for, Jim, and probably going to look very silly when it's all said and done, but Penn State minus 20.5 against Ball State. I just see them winning that game by 3 touchdowns at home with Mike Yurcich's offense running in front of fans for the first time since 2019. It's just the one game where Ball State's been hyped up to be this super sleeper and the quote-unquote trap game between Wisconsin and Auburn and all that, and I just don't know if I see it, to be real honest. I just don't know if I get the sense that Ball State can be in it with Penn State for that amount of time. So that's the one that really jumps out to me. Obviously, those are the first two. There's a lot of other ones to discuss, but you know that those two really kind of pique my interest right out of the gate.
The Ball State one was interesting to me, Greg, because I saw some other spreads, or maybe they were early, where it was Penn State by 2 touchdowns. It was like 14.5. Then all of a sudden I see it's 20 points. And what surprised me is, yeah, it seems like the narrative of that game is it's a trap game. Ball State isn't your typical MAC team. They're coming off winning the championship there. They're returning most of their folks. Everyone's saying, look out for Ball State, and yet you still see a 20-point spread. That really surprised me.
Yeah, again, I understand all of the reasons for people thinking that Ball State is a MAC contender, and they return a ton of players from a pretty good team last year. So I understand all the talking points and the rationale and everything else, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't know. Sometimes you get a gut feeling about these things, and you know that gut feeling can be wrong, as we all know, as people who have listened to the show know. My gut feelings tend to be wrong more often than not. But you know, when I look at the matchup here and just what Penn State's going to have going for it at home, you know, I just have a difficult time envisioning a scenario where the Lions don't win that game comfortably. Is it by three touchdowns? I think so. Can you win a game comfortably by less than three touchdowns? Sure. So time will tell.
All right. Here's another one that stood out to me a little bit. And again, it's probably versus the national narrative, which is Penn State being a 5.5-point favorite versus Indiana. And I realize it's a home game, and I'm sure that that plays into it. But you're getting so much of the narrative that Indiana has turned a corner. They're now, if they're not a great or elite team, but that they've become a very good team, and they're 5.5-point underdogs with Penn State.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's break that one down because, obviously, that game's at Beaver Stadium. So, I mean, you're giving Penn State a minimum 3 points, maybe 3.5 for home field advantage at Beaver Stadium. So, I mean, we're talking about a game that on a neutral site is probably a pick 'em. And, you know, at Indiana, it's in that same ballpark as well. So, the oddsmakers obviously think these two teams are very close. Look, Michael Penix Jr. is maybe one of the better quarterbacks in the Big Ten if he can stay healthy. That's always been a key for him. But, you know, Indiana had to do everything it could to beat Penn State last year in Bloomington. And, you know, Penix Jr. is on track to start the opener, so we would assume he's going to be good for October either way. But, you know, it was life and death to even beat Penn State last year at home. So, I don't know. I think by the time we get to this game, and this is where this conversation gets tricky because so much that we don't know right now is we're going to know by October 1st and beyond. But this game should probably be closer to a touchdown, and I think it will be by the time we get there to this part of the schedule. But yeah, for now, I mean, the spread says the odds makers think this game is pretty close between these two teams. And I just don't know if that's so.
I do agree with you. I thought, again, like I said, with the national narrative, the spread might be closer, but the reality of it is I do think Penn State is the much better team. Last year, even though they lost, if you look at the statistics, and I know there's only one stat that counts, the points, Penn State dominated that game against Indiana and by all rights should have won that game. So and add in that revenge factor, having them at home, I would take Penn State in that game. What else on the schedule stands out to you? Anything like, you know, the Ohio State game, Penn State's a 12.5-point underdog at Ohio State. Anything else like that that piques your interest?
You know, looking across the board here, you know, Illinois is just not a very good football team. I could see Penn State winning that game by three touchdowns. I mean, look, all this is predicated on the fact that I'm bullish on Sean Clifford, so I think this offense is going to work really well, and I think the defense is going to be able to overcome some limited depth up front to be just fine in 2021. So I'm a little bit more bullish on the Penn State football team this year than a lot of people, I think. So, you know, I look at that game in October 23, and I'm obviously making some assumptions, but if things go the way I think it's going to go, I could see Penn State winning that game handily, -20.5, could be very much like a Ball State. You know, I think even though it's in State College, I would take Rutgers +21 if you could get 21, and 21.5 would be even more enticing. You know, Michigan comes to town, and it's just, I mean, what does it say about Michigan, Jim, that Penn State is already a 7.5-point favorite over Michigan, but Indiana, same thing, is a home game at Beaver Stadium, so Penn State gets to play host. And Indiana's 5.5, Michigan's 7.5. That says a lot to me about how the odds makers and people in Vegas really feel about Jim Harbaugh's team. And look, I mean, the Big Ten this year, I'm not sure where you're at in this conversation, Jim, but the Big Ten this year is either going to be really, really bad. It's going to be Ohio State and one other team, whether that's Penn State, whether that's Wisconsin, whether that's Iowa, whether it's Indiana, whether it's Michigan. And I think the rest of it might be a little bit pedestrian. I just don't know about this league this year. There's just not a whole lot of buzz, a whole lot of juice about a lot of these teams right now. And maybe that'll end up, you know, we'll end up finding out that that was the wrong way to approach it and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I look at this league as a whole and I look at some of the ways that teams are compared to each other. And I just don't know how many actually really good teams there are in the Big Ten this year.
Well, that leads to, how about Penn State overall number of wins? I've been hearing it set at 9 wins, which I thought was really good set. Currently on DraftKings, our buddies over there, they have Penn State's over-under wins at 8.5. What are you thinking there?
Yeah, I would stay away from 9. I would take the over 8.5 because I think 9-3, 10-2 is where this team ends up. So I probably wouldn't bother with 9 just because in the worst case, you're probably going to push. But, you know, when you talk about that win total, you have to decide. Penn State goes to Wisconsin, goes to Iowa, it goes to Ohio State. If you count those three as losses, which not everyone's going to, but if you do, then you have to run the table against Auburn, against Indiana, against Michigan, against, you know, everyone else that's on schedule. So that's where the challenging part of all this comes in. Now, if you go out to Wisconsin and win the opener, then you have some wiggle room, of course. So I think you have to decide for yourself where Penn State's losses come. Do they come on the road? Do they come at home? You know, and then you bet from there accordingly. But yeah, I think for me, Jim, I like the fact that at 8.5, you get 9, obviously 10. So I like that number a lot more than I do 9, which is just to me one to just stay away from completely, unless you are convinced that 10-2 or 11-1 or 12-0 is the outcome, in which case you don't care what my opinion is because you've already made up your mind and probably put in a play at 8.5. So that's where I come down on that.
I would look at Penn State if it's at 8.5. I agree with you because this looks like a 9-win team. 10 would really be outstanding. Here's my fear with this team. Most years, I look at the Penn State schedule. There might be one loss that I see on the schedule, perhaps Ohio State, and maybe 2 or 3 toss-up games. I actually see like 6 different games that they could potentially lose. If you look at Wisconsin, Auburn, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio State, and Michigan. I'm not saying they're losing those games, but I'm saying it's possible. That's the scary part for this team.
That is the concerning part, Jim. Right. And again, I mean, that's why I think you're going to find people who are very divided on this win total because it is very, very easy to go either way based on how you think those 6 games shake out, whether Penn State splits them, wins more, loses more, and you got to decide that and then play accordingly.
All right. Very good. It always goes so fast with you, Greg. That is it for our show. Thank you so much for joining us, and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.